We spoke last week about some of the rules associated with the harchakot, the distance that a husband and wife have to keep between each other during the time when the wife is a nida. And in particular, we had a shir about the prohibition of passing something from one to the other. And a point discussed by the poskim is the question of whether or not a baby can be passed from husband to wife or vice versa when the woman is a nida. This is a particularly difficult question because, or difficult issue, because, you know, in terms of passing a plate or a book or something like that, it's not so inconvenient to put it down somewhere and not pass it directly, or bichlal not to transfer it from one to the other. But a baby, you can have a baby that's crying and you can't easily put the baby down. There's nowhere necessarily to put the baby down or nowhere safe to put the baby down. What is it that one should do? So the Pitchei Tshuva in Siman Kuf Tzadik Hei addresses this question and quotes in the name of the Tashbatz. The Tashbatz is one of the 15th century Spanish Sfardi Rishonim, who says that it's permitted to pass the baby from one to the other because we've got a principle, Chai Noseh Tatzmo, that with living people, then you're not really passing them because they've got the ability in some way to lighten themselves or to help themselves be passed, and therefore it's not really regarded as passing. So that's a shir in its own right. What exactly it means, Chai Noseh Tatzmo, it's a sugi in Hilchot Shabbat, but the Tashbatz applies that here also. However, the Achronim raise three questions against this. The first is in the Aruch HaShulchan, where he says that that's not a relevant concept in this regard, because as far as Harchakot is concerned, the issue is that you're not allowed to pass things from one to the other, either because of hergel, it's just a very close thing to be doing, or that we're concerned that you're going to be touching each other. And both of these are concerns with a baby. Perhaps if the baby's screaming its head off, then there's no issue of hergel. It's not a romantic experience. It's a stressful experience, but there's certainly a good chance that you'll end up touching each other. So the Aruch HaShulchan thinks that one can't be lenient. Rav Vosn in Shevet HaLevi also doesn't accept the leniency of the Tashbatz, because he says that the concept of Chai Noseh Tatzmo is a concept which is specific to Hilchot Shabbat. It doesn't apply to all aspects of Halacha. It applies to the issue of carrying outside of an Eruv on Shabbat, because when they were constructing the Mishkan, even though they carried things, they never carried things which were living animals or living beings. So therefore, the Issa doesn't really apply. It doesn't apply Midor writer to things that are alive. But that's specific to Hilchot Shabbat, nothing to do with other areas of Halacha. And then the Pitchei Tshuva himself asks a question on the Tashbetz and says that the principle of Chai Noseh Tatzmo only applies when the living person is able to propel themselves intentionally in some way. Doesn't apply to a person who's asleep, doesn't apply to a person who's tied up or unwell and unable to walk themselves. So it wouldn't apply to a tiny baby who, you know, has got no sense of voluntary movement and doesn't propel itself at all. So these achronim are uncomfortable with the leniency of the Tashbatz. Rav Ovadya Yosef in Tarat Abayit, Perek Yud Bet, addresses it, and he defends the Tashbatz, partly on the basis that the Tashbatz is a very distinguished Rishon, but he also says that the Tashbatz is coming from a position where he holds Me'ikar Din, the halachas like the Rambam and other Rishonim who say that actually passing something isn't really a problem, unless it's like a Koshel Yayin, and even if we don't generally accept them, as far as we can add, as far as the baby is concerned, we can add the principle of Chai Noseh Tatzmo and adopt a leniency. And also, he says that the Tashbatz might hold that throwing something from one to the other is permitted, and transferring a baby is similar to that because the baby will gravitate towards the parent that it's being passed to. Rav Avadi is of the opinion that hamachmir tavo alav bracha, that it's good practice to be strict, but certainly if necessary one can be lenient. It seems that Rav Avadi's view is that really me'ikah hadin it's permissible to be lenient, and it's a chumrah to be strict. It's a good chumrah, but it's a chumrah. Though he does say the Ashkenazim should be a little bit stricter than the Sfaradim in this regard, because the Rama doesn't allow throwing something from one to the other. Rav Osher Weiss is of the opinion that me'ikah hadin, one should actually be strict about this, because the questions against the Tashbates are good questions. But b'shat hadachak, you know, if the baby's screaming its head off and, you know, you've got to put it down on the floor or something like that, it's the only way of transferring it, then you can be lenient and rely on the Tashbats. And Rav Willig from Yeshiva University, he's on record, he's written that he thinks that a baby has, certainly a crying baby, has got the din of a chole, and we're lenient in the harchakot when a chole, an ill person, is concerned. So therefore, if it's necessary to pass the baby from one to the other for the baby's sake, then there's room to be lenient there as well. Essentially, the difference between Rabbi Willig and Rav Osher Weiss on the one hand and Rav Avadia on the other hand is that whether or not there's ground to be lenient, you know, if the baby's smiling and is happy and doesn't really need to be passed. Rav Avadia holds that me'ikah din the halacha is like the Tashbet, so that one could be lenient, whereas Rav Osher Weiss and Rabbi Willig hold that me'ikah din the din is not like the Tashbet, and it's only b'shat hadachak that we can rely on that. Ad Khan, today's shir has been sponsored, so there should be a refuah shalema for Reb David Moshe Ben Rus. Ad Khan.